Charity looks at the need, not the cause. Charity looks at the need and not the cause. So often we go about wanting to do nice things and wanting to be nice to other people and be a blessing to other people, and we want to do that in all kindness and in all general goodness of our heart. But have we touched the cause, or are we merely meeting the need? If we meet the need for a loaf of bread, that's a very limited need. That's a very minute need. Do we know how to teach a person how to be worthy of a loaf of bread from their inner self? They just know that a loaf of bread is good, and they go out and they earn it, or they receive it, or they have it, and they have a source from which it comes at all times. And the source is not the charity of others, but it is the cause within ourself that says, I am abundant. I am wealthy. I am independently wealthy. I have all of my needs fulfilled because I know that my source is the divine. And the divine says, whatsoever you ask in my name, it shall be done unto you according to your belief, according to your belief. And it's our belief in ourselves that feeds ourselves, that takes care of our needs, that is our true charity. And in that, likewise, charity then becomes a new level of consciousness. Charity becomes a new level of awareness. Charity becomes a new level of beingness, something utterly fantastic, something utterly magnificent. And because that's what charity is, then that's what meets all of our needs. That is the true cause. The true cause is that we are divine. The true cause is that we have within us all that we could ever desire or ever enjoy. We have within us the allness that we are. And now, are you that allness? Are you that total beingness? Are you the isness of all that can be? Are you that? Well, you can tell that you are that because you are living in the universal abundance. Because you're living in the allness right now. You're living in the effect of a cause you put in motion, not charity that meets a need. When you have a desire in your heart, when you have a desire for anything at all, when you realize that within you is the effect of how that cause is going to be manifest, then you look at the cause a little differently. You don't look at the cause as something that is difficult or something that's unhappy or something that's impossible. You look at the cause as something that is all the time being met by my consciousness, being met by my thought about myself, being met by my knowing who I am. And it's the only thing that there is. Knowing that who I am is the reality of my being. Charity looks at the need, not at the cause. And what is the cause? The cause is what effects we have brought about in our life. Now, what effects have you brought about in your life? Do you all the time think I'm independently wealthy? Do you all the time think that you are the cause of all the goodness in your life? Do you all the time think that you are the effect that is happening in your life? And it is because you have put the cause in motion of being all in divine order. Can you believe that all is in divine order? Can you believe that there is a power greater than you have been using available to you to use right now and to experience and to know in every area of your life? Have you been believing that? Or have you been believing that limitation is your lot? Have you been believing that unhappiness is your expectation in your life? Have you believed that you need charity because you don't have? I need charity because I don't have. I need charity because I don't have. How do I get I get by claiming my good now, by claiming all that is the joy of my life. I'm independently wealthy. I'm happy all the time. I'm filled with joy, peace, and harmony. I'm filled with abundance. I'm filled with every good and beautiful thing. I am the truth. I am the way. I am the light. When I begin to look at things from that point of view, then I begin looking at it from the point of view of what sort of a religious being am I? And if any of you say, well, you're really not a religious being, I would say that's quite true. But what sort of a religious being are you? You are a religious being that says, no, it doesn't work. No, I can't have. No, it's not my destiny. And is that who you really want to be? You have the choice. You have the choice of determining what you really want to be. You have the choice of determining what is really important for you in your life. You are the creator of your world. You are the creator, the master of your life. And are you going to create the need of charity in your life? Are you going to create this lack in your life? Oh, let's know something better. What is the cause that you want to put in motion? The cause is that you are independently wealthy. The cause is all things work for the highest and good. All things work for my best. All things are outpouring in my life in every good and beautiful thing right now and every moment of my life. And as I know this and as I am this and as I experience this, then I am the one that makes the difference. I am the only one that makes a difference. I am the only one that can bring about joy and peace and harmony and abundance in my life because I claim it. Name it and claim it. Name it and claim it. Name nothing other than what is the highest and best for you. Name what only is the highest and best for you at all times. Name only what is your finest and your grandest for yourself and your world right now. And as you claim this and as you name this for the highest and the best in the world that you're in right now, you have it. Yes, yes, you have it. You have whatever you name and claim for yourself. And as you have what you name and claim for yourself, you find that all things are working out so beautifully, so wonderfully, so fantastically that you feel like you're just the happiest being on earth. You go around saying, I like me, I like me, I like me, I like me, I like me. That is mine now. You see, everything in the universe already exists. The havingness and the not havingness. The joy and the sorrow. All those things exist. Now, what is it you and I want to choose? We want to choose the joy. We want to choose the abundance. We want to choose those things. Now, how do we choose them? We choose them by claiming them. I am independently wealthy. I am happy. I am filled with joy. I am filled with every good thing. I don't need charity of someone giving me for the moment to fill a need that I have. I put a cause in motion. And that cause is that I am a happy person. I am a fulfilled person. I am a joyous person. I am a magnificent person. And as I put this cause in motion for myself, it manifests, it reveals that which is already there. Manifestation doesn't have to be an act of not being to being. Revealing is something which is, and I merely know that it is mine now. I merely know that that is the only direction I go in my life. And I know that that is who I am. And I know that I put the cause in motion, and I experience the effect now in every area of my life. Join me in doing this. Join me in being aware of this. Join me in knowing that all that matters for you and me right now and forever, ever, evermore. And know that I love you. I love you. I love you.